It's been a tough week at Everbank Field. An explosive first half in Philly flamed out in Washington. The Jaguars have been outscored 75-10 since that 17-0 start on opening day. And it's left the fans to wonder if these Jaguars really are a better team this season.
Josh Evans is still a young player, but the struggles of last year's team provide enough perspective for him to know about this year's squad.
I absolutely do think this team is better. It's just a timing thing. You know, we're still finding out our chemistry. We got new guys on the team, new players, new people. And I think, you know, week by week, we'll start to find it.
This would be a good week to see the better version of the Jaguars. Andrew Luck is coming to town with the Colts for the home opener. The challenge is always great in the NFL, but for a young secondary, it's greater with one of the game's best passers on deck.
We know what type of quarterback he is. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks out there, pretty athletic. And the way they attacked our scheme last year was seams. So we know coming into this game, you know, we got to protect our seam route. And they try to get the run game going. So we come in with that mentality of knowing, okay, if we eliminate at least about two of their big plays or what they like to do, that'll create edge for our defense.
The NFL season moves forward week to week at a breakneck pace. Win or lose, time to celebrate a win or mourn a loss isn't a luxury afforded to coaches and players. Evans, though, hung on to what happened in Washington.
You know, you watch film and you try to let certain things go, but as a competitor, you always want to go back and create a way to get better and watch film and see, okay, I might have messed up on this. So I'm going to keep this in mind because if it shows up again, because it's a copycat league, so I'm pretty sure that the Colts are watching this game and say, okay, if we jump this route, we probably come back to it. So you kind of keep those things in mind and prepare for next week.
Evans spent most of the spring and summer battling shoulder and foot injuries that cost him his starting job. He found a place off the field, though, where he could focus intently on getting better and getting back to football.
I would say film. You know, I feel like my rookie year, I was kind of so-so with it. I watched a little bit, but didn't really study it as much as I could have. But coming into this year, certain plays that I know, like, okay, I'm going to be able to make this play or just, you know, get with my coach, Coach Walk, and we'll go over certain stuff to where, like, okay, when this play show up, you got to make it. For example, the play we got with when DeSean Jackson came across, I knew that play was coming. I broke on it, was able to make a play on it.
Josh is ready to get back out there this week and expects his team to play the way they did that first half in Philly.
We don't like to make excuses for each other. You know, it's the NFL now, and I think we're putting that behind us. You can blame it on all those guys that are young, but, you know, when you're out there competing, nobody's looking at how old you are, or a rookie or, you know, your second-year player. It's all about, you know, being a part of this organization, playing with the Jags, and having great chemistry with this team and organization.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.